You were listening to I Don't Know What to Do with Myself by Linda Ronstadt in her album Winter Light. I thought that would be a very appropriate song for tonight because we're going to be talking about fast track detoxing, getting rid of the poisons that assault our bodies every day. And most of us don't know how to do that, don't even know how to talk about it. So our guest is going to be Dr. Anne Louise Gittleman, and we'll be with her in a few moments. This is Sherry Edwards, your host for Sound Health Radio on BBS Radio, and I'm delighted that you could join us for a bit of conversation designed to provide options and information for self-health. We are going to be taking calls. Most of you like to use the email, and that's okay. We'll bring those in. But the toll-free number is 877-876-5227. And if that's busy, 530-876-3222. And as most of you know, we're going to monitor Sound Health at soundhealth.org, so you can send us an email. We'll also be monitoring radio at vocalprofiling.com. Before we get to our guest, we do have a few announcements. I'll try to make them short, even though they're really important. I did post a new frequency report for this weekend. Last week's report was about circulation, veins, and capillaries, and to watch out for cholesterol issues. Three people we were associated with dropped dead of heart attacks last week. And they were young people in their 40s. Another person that we were very close to was rushed by a life flight to a big city hospital. He was having a massive heart attack. We've been following these frequencies for about a year and could watch their influence on people. And so we're real happy that we could start sharing them with you. And Dawn is going to put them in an actual column so that you can see them on the front page. If you want to see them now, still go to the front page. Left side, it's the second set of links, and it's question the experts, and then from there you go down to the bottom. I think we're about tenth from the bottom, and just click on frequency report, and you'll be able to read that on your own. Okay, Dawn, our very busy and creative producer, has given us a go-ahead for another show. So we're going to be taking calls, and hopefully we can hook up to video so you can watch what's happening on the phone. We think the time slot's going to be 5:30 to 6:30 on Monday evening. To show you how that works, we had a lady call yesterday and ask about a big business meeting that was coming up. She was very nervous about it, and she wanted to know what to concentrate on. So she had us do a vocal profile, and it came up, talk openly and frankly, and you even need to confront this person with what's going on. And she called back later and said that's exactly what happened, and the profile gave her the courage to do that. We believe that people really need to know themselves. I'm getting a ton of email already. This is outrageous. People must know Dr. Gittleman's work and want to talk to her. We believe that people really need to know who they are before they can start reaching out to the world. They need to know their inner core. And we've been doing vocal profiles for people about that and about nutrition and muscles and that kind of thing. But we've had such a response, we've opened up more of these free classes for you. So you can write us at soundhealth@soundhealth.org and get yourself signed up, because we do have limited seating for these. Okay, on with our guest. Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman is a PhD, a certified nutritional specialist, has a master's in nutritional education and a naturopathic degree in drugless healing. Let's try to set the credibility first. She is an award-winning author of 25 books, has appeared on numerous radio and TV shows, and she's going to talk to us today about her latest book, Fast Track, which is about detoxing from all the poisons in our bodies. Dr. Gittleman, am I correct in that you're only going to be with us on the show for a half hour?
Sherry, do you need me longer?
Well, let's just see how it goes. How's that?
Okay, we'll go with the flow. Thank you.
Okay, and welcome to the show. We did get a copy of your book, and I was very surprised that something entitled Fast Track Detox Diet is a very warm book. And I just found that to be unusual, because usually with diet books, you know, the author's yelling at us because we're doing something wrong. Just so the audience understands, and maybe I'm wrong here, but this is a book about fasting, refraining from eating, as a way to detox, not fast track as in moving right along, or is it both?
That's a good question. The real centerpiece of the book is a one-day fast, but in order to do that safely and soundly in this day and time, we need to prepare ourselves by supporting our liver, our colon's primary detoxification organs, and so to get on that fast track and to approach that one-day program, we have to do this very cautiously and do this in a way that we're supporting all of the organs that really take the brunt of detoxification. So it's really about both. It's about detoxing your food, your lifestyle, your physical body, your mental body. And what we see is that when people approach that one-day program, which is, again, the centerpiece of the book, when they're ready to approach that and they go through that one day, very interestingly enough, they truly change their relationship to food, which is what I really aim to do in the first place. So I'd say it's a book that talks about fasting but prepares your system in a way that makes it a very easy-to-do experience.
So there is a wrong way to fast.
Yeah, there's a wrong way to fast, and that is by simply embracing all juices, whether it's vegetable juice or fruit juice, because quite frankly, over the past 60 or 70 years, our lifestyles, our diet, the environment, all of that has undergone what I call a petrochemical revolution, and therefore there's a huge burden on our body's detoxification organs. When you start to detoxify whatever is being safely sequestered in your body's fat cells, all of those toxins can come out very quickly, and you can basically use up all of your antioxidants, your most important minerals and vitamins, in terms of detoxifying, and therefore have more toxicity at that point than when you started. So you've got to be really careful in this day and age. You have to protect, and you have to love your liver, which is the body's most important detoxification organ.
Love your liver. I love it. Do you believe that it's safe for everyone to fast?
It's probably not a good idea for pregnant women, individuals that are taking a lot of medication, certain individuals that perhaps have hypoglycemia, a real severe case of low blood sugar, individuals that may be having liver or kidney challenges. But for the vast variety of us, I truly believe that it's something that we should all take a better look at because, you know, we all need a vacation. We all need a Sabbath, so to speak. And this truly gives the entire digestive tract a rest. And I think that our bodies are made to fast, and they do so every night. When you go to bed and then you get up and you break your fast and you have what's known as breakfast. So basically, during a fast, and during a healthful fast, the body will enter the same type of cleansing cycle that it does during sleep. And to be quite honest with you, the body consumes what is not essential to normal functioning, all the things you want to get rid of, the bacteria, the aged, the toxic matter, the stored fat, And people have reserves of anywhere from 20 to 30 days before they would begin starving or breaking down vital body tissue. So yes, I think fasting is an idea whose time has resurfaced because it's something that was known for years in many of our ancient cultures, and of course is mentioned in the Bible no less than 75 times.
I recently read an article about people who eat less actually live longer.
Yes.
How often do you think people should fast?
Well, it's a good idea if you can spare the time and you really need to take a full day for yourself and not run around and put everything else but yourself on your to-do list. But I think right around the change of seasons is a marvelous time to fast. You know, cleansing with the seasons, maybe four times a year for the majority of us, especially in the spring, and we've just embraced the spring, the fall, the winter, the summer. I think spring is the most ideal time to fast because we've got so many green things to help detoxify and lighten up our system. But truly, a cleanse during the seasonal change is probably what I would suggest for most individuals. Now, on my program, the Fast Track Detox Diet, if you go clean and you go green and you're organic, then even once a month, but I support you by doing those fasts. So we've got an interactive messaging board that will support everyone that is on the fast. So you've got, you know, experts that you can turn to if you're not quite certain about some of the symptoms or the detox and cleansing responses that you may be experiencing.
That's what you're talking about, the team of moderators in your book?
We've got a team of moderators on my forum, as well as other veteran fasters and fast trackers that will jump in. If, in fact, you're exhibiting headaches or more skin problems, perhaps a little bad breath or body odor, you've got more bloat, more gas, and you're really not sure what all that's about because this is the first time you've ever fasted. So we're there to help you. We're there to get you through that day and give you our own experience and advice. Yes, they are the moderators. And the nice thing about the support system that we have is that we don't charge for it. So it's available to all of our fast trackers, you know, free of charge.
How many days preparation is involved?
There's a week, and we call that week the prequel. And
okay.
It's the prequel that gets your whole body tuned up and primed for that one day of fasting. And during the prequel, you're going to be doing several things. Number one, you're going to make sure that you're eliminating certain foods that I call the detox detractors from your life, because these are foods that really inhibit your body's ability to detoxify. And we're talking in that respect about sugar, including all the artificial sweeteners. We're talking about Splenda in that regard. We're taking away gluten because my research has shown that many individuals may have a delayed food response to gluten or any foods that contain it, and that would be the protein factor in wheat, rye, and barley. And we take away dairy products because milk seems to be a very prevalent food allergy. And when you eat foods to which you're allergic, your body is going to fill up with water. It's almost like an incomplete digestion that causes water retention and even tissue swelling in the face, the ankles, the buttocks, and the thighs. And when you get rid of these toxic foods, what I call toxic shock food syndrome, then you're going to lose a lot of water weight. And from the get-go, people are going to feel better and look better.
So they do a week's prep, then they do a week's day's
prep.
Fast.
You do a week's prep, but you know that week's prep is not just with regard to the detox detractors. You're going to be eating from a list of foods that I call my liver-loving foods. And that's why I think it's time that we all learn to love our liver, that most important but underrated bodily organ. And we're going to be eating lots of foods that are going to nourish the liver and its two detox pathways. So in that regard, I'm going to suggest lots of greens. Cilantro is one of my very favorites in terms of the greens, as well as parsley, because cilantro helps your body to chelate mercury from its tissues. You're going to be eating foods that traditionally are known to help the liver. That would be whey protein in the form of shakes, maybe some artichokes, some asparagus, some beets, as well as citrus fruits, maybe the juice of half a lemon, a lime, an orange. And we've got the cruciferous veggies that are very important in terms of the prevention of cancer. So you're going to be eating lots of things you should be eating anyways on a balanced diet for your liver, and also taking in more fiber, because you're definitely going to want that fiber to bind with the toxins in your system so that they can be transported out of your body safely and soundly. And that's where a couple of tablespoons of ground up flax seeds comes in handy, as well as berries, very, very high in antioxidants, as well as fiber. So this is an all-around healthy diet that really just wraps around a one-day fast and is something that we should be following on a daily basis anyway.
Well, I was going to ask you the results, but I think I'll just read a piece out of your book. And this is from a lady named Anastasia, I think. The day I did it, I was wearing a pair of drawstring pants. By the end of the day, they were practically falling off. I did it on the weekend when I normally sit around and watch TV, and said I cleaned my whole apartment. Sounds wonderful.
And many people get that kind of result. Not everybody, because if you're very toxic, I must tell you, you know, if you've had a history of lots of medication, if you've been a carb lover, a sugar lover, a coffee drinker, sometimes the results are not quite as stellar, but one thing I do say is you do lose weight, you definitely lose inches, which shows that you're getting rid of some of your waterlogged tissues, and most people, within a good 4 to 5 days, I would say, see an increase in energy. Some people see a dramatic clearing up of the skin. One person told me that her rosacea disappeared after she gave up gluten. And then another, of course, told me that she has no more migraine headaches, and she attributes that to the fast day. So there's some pretty remarkable stories, and it really depends upon, you know, the toxic overload that you might be carrying around in your individual body.
You advocate eating a lot of fat. That's a bit unusual for most diet books. How does that fit into all this?
Well, I advocate the inclusion of the right fats. And I believe that if you get rid of those nasty trans fats, you cut down on some of your saturated fats, but it's mostly those trans fats, you know, that are found in your margarine and your vegetable shortening and certain vegetable oils, that you really need to supplant that with at least 1 to 2 tablespoons of the good guys. And that would be your olive oil, which we know we can cook with. It's just very terrific for stir fries, good for the skin. There are even some pain-reducing elements that we've now discovered in olive oil. And maybe 1 tablespoon of flaxseed oil, which is a high source of omega-3, and very important, particularly for women that may be suffering from depression, that want to protect against the advent of breast cancer, and also just want a terrific internal moisturizer from the inside out. So it's 2 tablespoons of oil a day, which is very reasonable, I think, in terms of the essential fatty acids.
Your fast is designed to get rid of toxins. I guess we probably should define what you consider a toxin. You've talked about pesticides. I read in your book it airplane fuel. I mean, how did that get in there? what are you talking about with a toxin? Just anything we don't need?
Well, we're talking about those elements that could even be byproducts of incomplete digestion of protein or fermentation. We're talking about some of the oil-soluble toxins that certainly you're going to be getting in sprays and pesticides that will come in from the air, the water, and the food. And, you know, we're just living in a sea of chemicals in this day and age, whether it's in your fresh vegetables, your fruits, or the antibiotics and the hormones in your meat and dairy products. So I think it's a good idea, just the way you clean up your backyard when it comes to spring, or you clean out your house, you clean up your closet. It's a really good idea to embrace an internal cleansing process and really start to get rid of some of those elements in your everyday diet that are going to be toxic to your body, and even clean up your environment. If you're using chemicals in the house, you know, you might want to just use a little baking soda and vinegar, for heaven's sakes, where there's no side effects, there's no toxic byproducts, and you're really getting back to nature and preparing yourself to go green. So I think that what we're doing is truly helping the environment. You're getting much more in tune with nature, and you're being good to your body temple. And I think all those things are important, you know, as we grow older, as we grow wiser, and want to be healthier.
if all these things like pesticides and cleaning products are so bad for us, why are we still using them?
I think people don't realize the amounts of toxic waste buildup that so many of these things incur. They're simply not aware that there are about 100,000, I mean, that's a huge amount, of industrial chemicals, pesticides, pollutants that are in the environment. And actually, some of them are in the internal environment. You can be much more toxic by just staying inside the house and using so many cleansing products and cleaning products and, you know, in your immediate environment than just going outside. So I think that what we need is a little bit of a wake-up call, number one. We have to understand that these things do accumulate and can produce problems later down the road, whether that's heart problems, problems in terms of Parkinson's disease, which has been associated with certain chemicals, and of course the plastics that we now know are probably living in about 100% of us, according to the CDC, and they have some connection with obesity. So many of these toxins are not just connected to the way we feel, but may in fact be playing a role in terms of the obesity epidemic. So there's an awful lot that research on a daily basis reveals, and there's a lot that we can do simply by making better choices. And I think that's what Fast Track is all about. It's not meant to scare you. It's meant to give you the choices that will make you healthier, make you happier, and hopefully will help to keep your weight down in the process.
I want to go back and talk about your Miracle Juice a minute, but I have 4 or 5 questions here. One is, well, how do you feel about eating microwaved foods?
How do I feel about eating microwave foods? Many years ago, I read a study about eating microwave foods, and I believe to some degree that when you mic and nuke your foods, you're destroying very important enzymes. So I personally do not own a microwave oven, so that probably is your answer.
Okay. We have some more questions from the audience, as that was one. There's two here about thyroid. I'll try to combine them. You suggest broccoli as part of the juice that is needed to fast. Would you suggest that as appropriate for someone with thyroid issues?
Well, broccoli is one of the choices in the cruciferous veggies, and you're going to be cooking your broccoli. The real problem in terms of interfering with thyroid function is when you eat a lot of these cruciferous veggies that are not cooked. So a half a cup here or there, I don't think it's going to be much of a problem. What I do suggest for my thyroid people, however, is that they omit soy products, which is one of our toxic byproducts in the book. It's one of the detox detractors, as a matter of fact. Thyroid, of all the glands that I've worked with, certainly can be impacted by soy products. I get rid of the soy as much as possible, and I wouldn't worry about a cooked cruciferous veggie.
Okay, another audience question. I've read your book. You mentioned whey and yogurt. What do you suggest for someone that's sensitive to dairy?
Some people are very sensitive to dairy, and they're going to be sensitive to whey products as well as yogurt. In that case, what I would suggest is that that individual gets a very high-caliber probiotic, which will provide the lactic acid fermentation. It will clear up the intestinal tract. It'll make sure that there are no pathogens that can take root in the intestines. And there's several brands that I mentioned right there in the book that are actually dairy-free. So a good probiotic to supplant some of the probiotic-based foods. And in terms of the whey protein, I would simply omit that. And instead, I would simply eat some of those other liver-loving foods, maybe a little bit more artichoke, for example.
Good. One of the things our audience loves is how to do it themselves. So this is all great information. And I love this next question. It's something I would never have thought of. Are there any particular toxins that interfere with menopause? That didn't occur to me.
Oh, that is what a terrific question. I'm going to say that while there hasn't been a direct connection between toxins and the menopausal experience, and you have to be there to truly appreciate what that's all about, what I will say that anything that impacts the thyroid could negatively impact many women during perimenopause and menopause. And one particular toxin that comes to mind would be the perchlorate, which is the rocket fuel byproduct. And that's been known to affect the reuptake of iodine, which can impact the thyroid that impacts then the way in which we metabolize calories. So I would say that it's vitally important to make sure you get a water filtration system at home. My favorite in that regard is the Dalton water filtration system, and I give you some context in the book. And I might also say in terms of menopause that you're going to want to avoid as many hormones and antibiotics enriched and infested food and produce as possible, because those hormones, I believe, can also impact us. If, in fact, you have no problem with whey or dairy, make sure that you get the organic, non-denatured whey that does not have any hormones that have been added to the cattle. Because what we do know is that certain of those hormones have been found to trigger breast cancer tissue proliferation as well as ovarian cancer. So I want you to do milk and dairy products, if you can tolerate them, from animals that do not do drugs.
Okay, so that means probably no commercial meat.
It means organic is what it means, yeah. And again, there's some lovely contacts that you'll get in the book. And if you go to my site, the Ann Louise, ANNLOUISE.com, under resources, you'll see a terrific place to get organic beef at a 10% discount, might I add, some of the best prices in the country. And then we've got a fat flush whey protein that is undenatured and is from cattle that have not been treated with pesticides, hormones, or antibiotics. It's delightful, and it's only sweetened with stevia, which is one of my only sweeteners that I really deem is appropriate for anybody on the planet today.
Okay, we have two more questions. They keep coming in, but I'm going to cut it off at these two. This is just a comment as to your question about soy that the reader or the listener has stated that they found that soy really interfered with their menopause. And when they went off it, it was a lot better for them. I'm trying to read a paragraph here and see what it says all at the same time. So, a confirmation of what you're saying.
You're doing a wonderful job. And soy does. It can interfere with the thyroid and could interfere. Interestingly enough, you know, what they say is that soy is a source of phytoestrogen. But for some of us who maybe have too much estrogen and not enough of the balancing hormone known as progesterone, it can be a real toxic element in our diets. Other people can handle small amounts, but again, the key is small amounts that are fermented, that are prepared in the ways the Orientals have traditionally prepared their soy products for centuries. So I would agree with your reader. That's just an excellent, excellent point.
Another question. I use an infrared sauna to detox. Would you recommend using these two systems together?
Meaning using Fast Track with the infrared?
I think that's what
it is. Is that what the inference is? Yeah, I love infrared saunas. As a matter of fact, I have one. I wish I could use it more. It is one of the best ways. Look, sweating gets rid of toxins. We also know with the infrared sauna that certain virus, as well as heavy metals, including mercury, can be detoxified. I'm absolutely in love with an infrared sauna. You have a very sophisticated listening audience.
Oh, thank you. Let's go back and talk a bit about your miracle juice and how that comes into play with the fasting that you're recommending.
Well, the miracle juice is the only liquid you're going to be drinking every other hour with regular water. And that miracle juice is really a combination of unsweetened cranberry, which is a signature element in my fat flush diet that I've been using for umpteen years. So I know that it gives people energy, it's high in antioxidants, and it seems to balance pH so that people are not hungry throughout the day. We make a combo of unsweetened cranberry, we throw in a little orange juice, a little bit of lemon juice, and then these wonderful spices that kind of give the whole mix, I don't know, it tastes like a lovely brew after you're finished with those. That's where we put in a bit of ginger, we put in a bit of cinnamon, and we're also putting in a little bit of nutmeg, which, interestingly enough, based upon some of the folklore that I was able to review, is good for sexual functioning, restores libido. So we've got all these lovely blood sugar and libido, maintaining herbs and spices. And it just really takes the edge off the unsweetened cranberry. You can also put a little stevia plus in there to sweeten it up just a tad. And you'll be drinking this, you know, on an every other hour basis throughout the day. And most people do just fine. If you're feeling hungry, if you're feeling faint because you've got a case of very low blood sugar, then I would have a little whey protein in between just to give a little protein boost.
And this is a product you created?
The whey protein product is a product that I created for my detox dieters on my Fat Flush plan, my preceding book, as well as this. Yep, and it's all available through that AnnLouise.com website. And the juice itself, the miracle juice, is something that you will do yourself at home because you can actually control how many of the herbs and spices that you may want. Even though we give you a basic recipe, if you want something a little bit more tangier, a little bit more zippier, you can add a little bit more, you know, the nutmeg. And you can also put a teeny bit more of the cinnamon, which is a marvelous blood sugar regulator and terrific, by the way, for diabetics.
Where can people buy your book and your juice? Just off your website?
You know, I think Amazon has the best bet now. I think those are the best prices. So I go to Amazon. And in terms of the juice, which is something that, again, you're going to make at home, that would be something that you'll find in the book. But that Fat Flush whey, which is really quite extraordinary, I don't think I've seen anything on the market, is definitely available on the website.
Do you have a newsletter that people could join? Or
I have an online community, and if you go to the website on the homepage, AnnLouise.com, and you take a look, you can sign up for our e-letter that comes out about once a month, and we talk about all sorts of issues, whether it's the fast-track diet, whether it's the AnnLouise Signature Foods, which is a new food line, or even my cruise. You will be the first to know all the latest news, and we've got a terrific, terrific community.
Our half hour is up, but there's two more questions here, if you're willing to spend a little more time with us.
Absolutely. If there are more questions, it'll be my pleasure. I love questions. These are very good questions, mind you.
One of them is, you're known as the Nutritional Maverick. How did you get that title? I don't know.
And I still am a Nutritional Maverick. It's because I always paid attention to my clients, and for years, 25 years, I was seeing people morning, noon, and night so that I knew real-life problems that existed. And I found solutions based upon nutritional testing. I would test blood early on. I would test urine. I would test saliva, test their stools. And from there, I discovered that not all fats are created equal, number one, that there were parasites in individuals' bodies that needed to be dealt with, number two, that women that were going through perimenopause and menopause had a deficiency of progesterone, not estrogen, number three, and that there were a lot of food allergies that were creating lots of dysfunction. And so from there, people would say, well, she's, you know, ahead of her time. She's a nutritional maverick. And I would say, yes, but everything that I talked about 10 years ago, you're now seeing in the newspapers, you're seeing in the medical journals, and now people are writing about those issues. So it's kind of a badge of honor that I wear with great pride.
And I think you're very right. When you walk down the street and about 80% of the people are very overweight and they look very unhealthy. But there's diet books come out daily, aren't there?
Yeah, but you know something, there's nothing new under the sun unless you get rid of those underlying causes. And those are the things that I write about. You know, I've written 25 books. And each of those books talks about an underlying cause that's the reason behind these symptoms. Because obesity is a symptom. And you have to start looking outside the box. It's not just diet. It's not just exercise. It's not just counting calories, counting fat grams, counting carb grams. What it could be is number one, could be food allergies. Number two, perhaps parasites are impacting your system. Or number three, you're not eating the right kind of fats that really are putting your body into a fat-burning mode. Instead, you're storing rather than accessing them as stored fuel. So these are the secrets that I learned after being involved with people for so many years and doing testing. You know, it's not just something that I copycatted on the internet, because years ago there was no internet. So you really had to pay attention to what your people were telling you and find out what their underlying patterns of health were.
Another question from the internet. Your fat flush saved my life. You are cheating your audience. You're cheating this audience if you don't at least mention your fat flush plan.
That's very sweet. Well, the fat flush plan was really the premier detox diet of my career that came out in late 2001, and it was a harbinger of the fast track detox diet. Fat flush really is a book that underscores the importance of finding those underlying keys of health that I just touched upon. We talk about the five hidden weight gain factors, your sluggish liver, your inability to metabolize insulin properly, how stress can contribute to overweight, how food allergies or hormones can impact your waistline, and how not eating the right kind of fats can not only impact your hormones, but can make you fat and fatter. So the diet corrected and addressed all of those underlying weight gain factors, provided a three-phase system of accelerated weight loss and detox, ongoing weight loss, and then lifestyle weight loss for ongoing health that not only allowed you to lose weight, but miraculously was very important in terms of getting people's cholesterol, triglycerides, elevated liver enzymes in balance, and also for many of our women, got rid of cellulite. One of our greatest claims to fame is the ability of your body to detoxify and cleanse itself and therefore purge itself of these little cellulite type of deposits that were appearing in your body's lymphatic system, the body's garbage collection system, so to speak. And so, yes, that program is one I'm very fond of. It has time and time again been a detox program that people also embrace throughout the world, throughout the seasonal change of seasons. And it's also a program that you can use as a standalone or as an accompaniment to any other program that you use. It was the harbinger of the Fast Track Detox Program, which, in other words, really is a one-day fat flush. That's what that unsweetened cranberry juice is all about. So both programs can now be used interchangeably. We love to see people do that on my website. And I would encourage all of your listeners and everybody that's emailing us to really come by that form at AnnLouise.com, because you're going to see the kind of care, support, and nurturing that you very rarely see on internet sites. And I don't take any credit for that at all. It's my wonderful group of flushers and fast trackers that have had such life-changing experiences that they feel really in their heart of hearts that they want to give something back to other people.
That's AnnLouise, AnnLouise.com.
Yes, indeed, AnnLouise.com. You'll see our testimonials. You'll see our Truth to Lose information, our program that we have. We've got a very special program that's run at the Greenhouse Spa. It's a five-star destination spa for women. And we hold special fast flush, and fast track weekends and full weeks and two-week sessions. And it's marvelous because we all do this with a group of very supportive women, you know, together. And then when you go home, you can share this with your husband, your lover, your partner, your friends. It's truly a program. It's a detox diet revolution that we're embracing and inviting everybody to become part of.
We've been doing some detox here at the Sound Health Research Institute and finding that cellulite and sodium phosphate dibasic is very intimately involved in detoxing and also protecting the body from any incoming pathogens and parasites and toxins. So,
tell me what you use again, sodium?
Sodium phosphate dibasic. It's just a cell salt. And when people have a lot of cellulite, we know that they can't process this particular cell salt. And it helps. It helps. I think it's like gargling with salt, that it protects the throat from, you know, bad stuff getting in there. But I think this protects the cell.
Yeah, and you know, that's so very important, because on our program, what we do is we try to get rid of some of the synthetic salts and just have people use their fruits and vegetables and their regular proteins and the whey protein particularly to get their sodium. But that would be a lovely adjunct to a program. That's known as NatPhos, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right?
I think so.
Natrium phosphate. Yeah, and I truly believe that the cell salts are one of the missing links in our detoxification program. So thank you so much for that. I'm going to do a little bit more research.
Well, I can send you some of the research that we've done about it. And people have this attitude that fat is really a horrible thing. I think it's a sign that the body's toxic, because when you look at that fat cell, it's usually something in there that it's protecting the body against having to deal with it at the moment. And when you get more healthy, then your body can deal with that kind of trash. And it's literally trash.
Yeah, well, because the body it stores its toxins in fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely believe that that has something to do with the body's, you know, innate wisdom. It's almost as if your body knows best, which, by the way, was the title of a previous book that I wrote. But there's a reason that there's certain elements of fat, and there's a reason that they seem to gravitate to certain areas, so that when you detox, you must diet, and when you diet, you must detox, and you must supplant all that with the proper nutrients, whether it's the proper minerals, in this case, as you mentioned, the sodium phosphates, and for our purposes, it's really flushing the system with that unsweetened cranberry juice and water, as well as a little hot water and lemon, by the way, which is another very important element in terms of peristaltic action and supporting both the liver and the kidneys.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. I hope lots of people go to your website and take advantage of this. I certainly am going to try it. I've had a weight problem all of my life and was determined that I was going to be able to do it with sound and frequency, but this would be a good, great jump start to do this, although I am
yes.
a bit. Go ahead.
I wanted to say that, you know, just get in touch with me personally, and I would love to walk you through or guide you through any of these protocols. That would be my pleasure.
Thank you. And I think we could exchange other information and have you back on the show, because if with 25 books, we could have a lot to talk about.
Wait till we talk about the parasites. You're going to love that.
Well, you asked us to keep this to a half hour. We've kept you over. And for any of you who want to get in touch with Dr. Gettleman, it's annlouise.com. And if you forget that, it's listed on the show's information for tonight. So get in touch with her if you have any of these issues. And I know, as we've talked during the last weeks and months, a lot of us do have this, and we don't know where to start. And so thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing some of your lovely listeners online.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For the rest of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about detox and the way that it's used with vocal profiling. And one of the reasons for doing this is Dr. Gettleman is very, very busy and could only give us about a half hour of time. So for a lot of you, and there has been complaints that we're not really talking about sound stuff and vocal profiling, which is what they tune in to hear. We're talking to other authors. And there's so many good people out there who have a lot to say. And I felt really selfish and just dealing with sound and vocal profiling along the way. And I guess that's how Don felt also, because that's why we're having the other show, so we can just do sound stuff there. But the vocal profiling is that we pick up a microphone, and we can do this over the telephone. And Kim, if you're going to, I'd like Kim to call in, because she has a great...
I'm here, actually.
You're here already. Okay. I'm stumbling trying to see if you're going to come on. But in profiling, we take a microphone, we put it in front of your face, and have you talk to a computer, and we look at what's going on, and we can tell what you're toxic in, if there's pathogens, if there's nutritional components to that. And Kim has been a biocritic practitioner for a lot of years. How many years, Kim?
About three now. I think it's three
now.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like ages, as much as you have added. It's what?
It's three.
I think, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's been very intensive.
Well, it seems like years and years, because you've added so much to our database and helping so many people. And I wanted to ask you on the show about detox, because you have a very interesting study going on, and you're collecting information about carbon monoxide. And would you just tell us the beginning of that and what happened to your family? We have about 10 minutes here.
Okay. Well, what happened was, actually, it was this time of year, March. I'm up in Canada, and at this time of year, we have wild oscillations in temperature and dryness and humidity, and that's when we get a lot of potholes in the road. And so it was this time of period, and what happened was my sister had a baby, and my sister was driving back and forth in her vehicle. And I regularly do many people's vocal profiles. And I happened to do my sister's child just after she'd been in the car. And just prior to this, she'd been having some vomiting. Her stomach was upset. And so anyway, I did her vocal profile just after she'd been in the car. And I found that she had a high on carbon monoxide. And she also had a high on her heart, and my sister had been concerned about her. And so anyway, then I checked my sister, and my sister also had a high on carbon monoxide. And then we checked the car, and the car had a silent leak from the exhaust into the front of the car, just where the manifold connects from the exhaust system to the engine. So the exhaust system of the car was not making any loud noise. It was just coming into the car. And then after that, we were able to, we remembered that every time that my sister's child had been ill, she'd been in the car just before. So anyway, then we had the car checked and replaced that, had that repaired with the manifold of the car. But the thing that they said at the shop was that this is a very common thing that happens, particularly at this time of year. And even with new cars, all you have to do is hit a pothole and, you know, this can get affected. Anyway, since then, though, I've had quite a few different clients, and also myself, too. I see it on myself, but I find carbon monoxide in people who don't have the optimum wood stoves in their house and maybe have products of combustion inside their house. I had one client who was a breast cancer survivor who picked up the practice of going to bed in a closed room where she was burning incense. She had a high on carbon monoxide, and she was very, very tired, and she couldn't explain it. And we were trying to figure out where it was coming from, and then she came up with this business of the incense. People doing fondue, I found it after that. And also on myself, in particular, I'm in Montreal, and so I was going down to the border, and I was stuck in six lanes of traffic for an hour and a half where everybody was idling. And I had, you know, from being in exhaust, from people's cars idling. So I had quite a bad headache. I tried all my traditional sounds for getting rid of a headache, but the thing that really got cleared up the sinuses and the headache completely was the detox for carbon monoxide. Now, I find myself that the sound detox is extremely effective at getting rid of specific things. And in the case of my sister and her child, you could also see in the vocal profiles how it hit the hemoglobin frequency equivalent, and you could see, you know, the body trying to get rid of it.
Okay, back up a minute. The audience probably doesn't know how you're presenting this sound to people, and I don't think they know what a frequency equivalent is. So you took a vocal print, you looked at a chart, you found something that was out of line or not right in the chart that ended up being identified as carbon monoxide. Then you gave them a frequency antidote?
Well, then what happens?
Explain that.
Okay. Well, what happens is you have the vocal profile, and then the vocal profile gives you various, identifies various frequencies of sound, which is all low frequency sound, just within the hearing range, not musical notes. And so from that, then you can do sound presentation with the person, and then basically you take those frequency equivalents and that are just very low frequency sound, and you play them for them, the appropriate form of the sound for the person, like for a child, and the child is right-brained, and this is a 1.5-year-old child. So you also are monitoring their... Go on.
Okay. This is an audience...
that is not familiar with any
of
that.
Not all of them know about these terms that you're using. So
right.
You give this just a sound as if it's like out of a stereo, but it just sounds like noise.
Well, it's a very low sound. A lot of people say to me when they first hear it that it sounds like an outboard motor underwater. Or, you know, it's a very low frequency sound. And so what you're doing is you're playing a musical note is a range of sound, and this is a very specific sound within that range.
Okay. So they have a little tone box that you just, like a little computer, that
yes.
they wear like a Walkman, and
yes,
they play the sound that way?
Yes. What initially you test them, and you find out what a good response, make sure that they're, the fundamental rule is that you only listen to sounds that you like. And so you do testing to determine that the person is liking that sound. And then also, in the case, for example, with the detox for carbon monoxide, the effect was very immediate. You could see that the child was extremely lethargic before, and my sister also. But then as they listened to that sound, it's just a very dramatic effect, you know. Then, she was just up and running around. She was not in the same kind of Gumby state that she'd been in before. And
did
so,
her legs hurt, too?
Oh, yes. The other thing that was very interesting is that when this happened, she had been learning to go up and down stairs, and then she would point at her shin and at the time of this and say that her shin was, you know, it hurts. That's what she'd say, it hurts. And so the interesting thing from a sound point of view was that the frequency equivalent for carbon monoxide is the same as the frequency equivalent for the tibialis anterior, which runs next to the shin. And also, she didn't want to walk, so she wanted to be carried all the time. And that was extremely challenging for my sister, who had terrible backache. So we were also using the sound to get rid of the upper back pain from carrying her. And numerous other things, anyway, dealing with the fatigue.
Have you done this with other people and had, like, life-changing issues go on when you started to detox them?
Well, it's each person. I find each person is extremely unique, and I can't. What I find so important about the vocal profiles is that before I had this tool, is basically you're iteratively trying things one after the other to try to seek a solution, but you could never bottom out a solution. And so with this, the vocal profile is a pathway to find what needs to be addressed. And often a few things, sometimes even four or five, will come together on a single sound and for that person. So even if you have a same person who has, say you have two people that have what seems to be the same thing, they will be different and unique for each person because they will have had a life experience that caused them to get to that point that's different from the other one. So, yes, many times, very dramatically, people will be experiencing something like, for example, one client who had multiple sclerosis and had a very bobbly head, for example, and playing a particular sound, she would have stability and stillness. You know, her head would be stable and not bobbling around. And
was she toxic?
Yes. Actually, that particular person, yeah, she had various issues, but she was also extremely deficient in vitamin D. And she had quite a few different things, and her digestion was, I think, compromised by gluten. So,
have you been able to find other kind of toxins and pathogens and that kind of
yes.
thing in and remove them?
Yes. Well, one thing actually quite interesting that happened at a music festival I was visiting in New York, I found on three different people matching highest high from their vocal profile, which turned out to be a fungicide that the hotel was spraying in the hallway. And I actually found a bottle the next day because I'd never seen anything like that before. And another time I had a client who was walking out in the hallway. He was in a basement apartment, and he was walking barefoot to put his garbage. And I found on his vocal profile he had rodenticide on his, and so I figured it must be coming in through his feet, so I suggested that he should be wearing his shoes. On my husband and I, one time we found we were buying a new kind of chickpeas at the grocery store, and we found that there was a preservative that was a color preservative, and that showed up in our vocal profile.
I'm really sorry. We have to go. I haven't watched the time.
Okay.
We just have a minute or two. How can people get in touch with you if they want to do vocal profiling?
Me?
Do you have a website?
They would look at your website and see my
okay.
name.
Okay. So SoundHealth, Inc.
That's where I am.
Yeah.com. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just listed as the practitioner that's in Canada.
Okay. We are. Thank you, Kim. We are totally out of time. And part of it's because my clock up on the wall is not the same as on the computer. A thought that to leave you by, that most of the time we can get others to do things for us, like errands and dishes and having a baby, but no one can go on a diet for you. No one can detox for you. So we're just here to help. So stay in touch, and we'll see you next time.